Well, the Easter season has finally arrived. Alleluia, 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 alleluia. We can say the word now. The secret word is now fully proclaimed as we celebrate the joy of the risen Lord. Thomas Kincaid, who died in the year 2012, is known as the painter of light. And he has sentimental paintings with cottages and churches and gardens in dewy morning light, which are often so beloved by the middle class America, but often discredited by the art critics. And maybe he was on to something, however, because one out of 20 homes in the United States have one of his paintings in them. They had themes of hope and happiness, heaven and light. He himself said, "I'm a warrior for light. With whatever talent and resources I have, I'm trying to bring light to penetrate the darkness many people feel." Indeed, the style that he used is called in Italian chiaroscuro, dark light, light dark. And it's interesting that he died on the day of darkness, Good Friday, in the year 2012. Apparently, he had been suffering with the demon of alcoholism. We all suffer with our demons, right? But he was on to something when he used light as a symbol of the divine. In Revelation 22, it says, "There will be no more night. They will not need the light of the lamp or the light of the sun. For the Lord God will give them light, and they shall reign forever." He was on to something, because those who have had near-death or death experiences and actually come back have said that the lights of heaven, the colors are so vibrant. Not only do you see them, but you feel them. And maybe that's a little bit shown in his paintings, those of Thomas Kincaid. You know, they say that fairy tales and myths are true because they have a meaning that is true, of the victory of good over evil. And how true that is. The details are not true in those stories, of course, but the meaning of what it is about is true. J.R.R. Tolkien, the author of The Lord of the Rings, said that Christianity is a myth that is true also in its details. So it's more than a myth, it's reality. Even the details are true. Jesus really did rise again from the tomb. It's all so wonderful and it is all so true. He took away Satan's greatest weapon, which is the fear of death. Before that, he really didn't know about resurrection. What did this mean? And yet, with the resurrection of the Lord, they knew that death is not the victor. It all started with an empty tomb, and it just slowly began to dawn on them that Jesus truly had risen from the dead. When they had and they saw these cloths rolled up there in the tomb, they knew that nobody had stolen Jesus, because the robbers of those days, they would steal the expensive burial cloths and leave the body. But this is the opposite. The burial cloths are there and the body is gone. He had resurrected. And it said, one of the details from one of the Gospels says that the face cloth, like a napkin, was rolled up rather than just thrown down. And in the meals of those days, if you just threw your napkin down, that meant that you were finished with your meal. The plate could be taken away. But if your napkin was rolled up, that meant you were coming back. And so Jesus was telling us he came back and he will come back again at the end of the world as well. Jesus' tomb has just been worked on in Jerusalem, which is a miracle in itself. You know that we Christians, unfortunately, are terribly divided. The Orthodox there, and the Catholics there, and the Armenians there. And there are very strict rules going back to like the 1400s of who can do what and who can do it when. In that Church of the Holy Sepulchre, it's built over the Calvary and it's built over the tomb of Jesus. I've seen it. For 70 years, they had some steel belts that were holding the little dome over his tomb together. So it's a miracle that they all agreed to allow it to be worked on, because there was much work that needed to be done, and made some new discoveries in doing that. But we too will rise again from the tomb. In Newsweek, a number of years ago, they had a reprint of a letter from the Greenville County, South Carolina Department of Social Services. It was written to a deceased person, and it said, "Your food stamps will be stopped effective immediately because we received notice that you passed away. You may reapply if there is a change in your circumstances." Well, I don't know about you, but the only people that I know that have changed their circumstances are Jesus and Mary. They have their resurrected bodies in heavenly glory. We will wait, however, until the end of the world, and then our circumstances indeed will be changed. But no more need for food stamps or anything like that. The Lord himself will be our food. And so throughout the world today, the initiation rites of baptism are taking place, and confirmation and Holy Communion, first time for some people, and probably 150,000 people here in the United States, and then imagine how many more throughout the world. And so we're very blessed to have two candidates here today, Dwayne and Kanan, as they will be receiving confirmation, Holy Communion. Dwayne will be received into the fullness of the church, coming to us from another Protestant denomination. And so it's a great night of joy. It's a great blessing, and it is a gift from Almighty God. We pray with all of you candidates, not only yourselves, but throughout the world. We've been marching with them through Lent. That's really what Lent is all about, to go through this with them who maybe are doing it for the first time, and to celebrate with them being brought into the family of God so that they too can be raised up. I'll close with a poem or a prayer by Cardinal Angelo Comastri. He said, "Good Friday is the day of darkness, the day of blind hatred, the day when the just one was put to death. But Good Friday is not the final word. The final word is Easter, the triumph of life, the victory of good over evil. Holy Saturday is the day of emptiness, the day of bewilderment and dread, the day when everything seems over. But Holy Saturday is not the final day. The final day is Easter, the light that is kindled anew, the love that conquers all hatred." So the story does not end with the tomb. Instead, it bursts forth from the tomb. And just as Jesus promised us, it happened, and it will happen again. Alleluia, Jesus is risen. Alleluia. Amen.